Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger. Woo-hoo. We are here tonight with a very full room.
Open
we have...
gates and seize the day.
Newsies reference.
We know! You've been making those all the time.
They
Paul,
don't know.
Paul drank a chocolate energy earlier.
Chocolate!
It's like lightning mixed with an electrical storm!
Actually, it was green apple energy.
Ooh. Warning, Paul's 5-hour energy may include side effects as impersonations of Gilbert Gottfried.
That's true.
That is true.
How's it going? I'm Greencaster!
So
the part of Paul will be played by Gilbert Gottfried.
Damn right it will!
I don't think that's actually Greencaster.
Cue the newsreel!
Nice. So, tonight we have a full room, including our newest core member, Northcaster.
Woohoo,
I'm back. Established that the last time.
We haven't established it, but it's always good because these days you never know if I'll be here or not.
Yeah, you're a working man now, so we have no idea whether you're going to be showing up or not.
Well,
it's a working man I am.
In the words of Michael Jackson, we just have to call your name, and you'll be there.
I thought all we had to do was whistle.
And I'll definitely be there!
No, not you, Gilbert Gottfried, please.
I was Iago in a Lynn!
Okay, moving on. News story time. people may or may not know this, but there was an interesting article on the Kotaku/IO9 website about the origin of a couple of the early Super Sentai shows. Apparently, Battle Fever J, Denji Sentai Denjiman, and Taiyo Sentai Sun Vulcan were actually created as per an agreement between Toei and Marvel.
Really?
Whoa.
Whoa.
In the 1970s, Marvel made a deal with Toei, the production company behind Sentai, because of how successful the first couple shows were. The deal that they created spawned those four shows, including those three Sentai, as well as the Japanese Spider-Man. And, of course, makes as sense. We all know, since they liked the idea of the giant mech from the Spider-Man show, they ended up using it in all future Super Sentais. However, the deal went no further than that. The relative failure of Spider-Man made Stan Lee hesitant to give Toei any further Marvel characters, and an attempt to adapt Sun Vulcan for America had failed, which meant their deal expired. And, of course, we all know the story about Saban picking up Z-Ranger from there.
So yeah. What you're trying to say is that without Spider-Man, we wouldn't have Megazords.
Absolutely.
That is so freaky.
Jesus. Yeah.
No, that's like when you find out, like... if it wasn't for Scrooge McDuck, we wouldn't have Astro Boy. True story.
Okay.
No, for real. The creator... what's his name? The creator of Astro Boy.
Silo Tezuka.
That one.
Thank you, Grandpa Raven!
Thanks, Grandpa Raven!
Did you know him, Grandpa?
Did you watch him while he made Astro Boy all by himself?
Did you know Scrooge McDuck?
No, for real, though, the creator of Astro Boy has gone on record saying that like he was heavily inspired by the old Scrooge McDuck comics. That's why the eyes are so big.
Okay.
And as we all know, Astro Boy is kind of like the father, grandfather of
so
all.
So wait, are you
manga.
Saying that all anime large eyes come from Scrooge McDuck?
Yep.
Jesus Christ!
There exists a picture that Buddy sent to the creator of Scrooge McDuck, the comics I mean. Of Astro Boy hugging Scrooge McDuck.
Aww.
That's a picture that exists. I'm gonna look that up.
I'm gonna send that to me so I can put in the video version.
So that's a like that is so like I said, freaky when you realize how this shit's all connected.
Also, can we just take a moment to realize that the only reason Saban started Power Rangers is because Marvel dropped the idea.
Oh, Marvel,
but no,
I'm so sorry.
No, imagine what it would have been like if Power Rangers was owned by Marvel still today.
Actually, apparently, according to this article, Saban was fascinated. The reason Saban picked up Zio Ranger was because he was fascinated after watching the 1985 show Bioman.
So
it was related to the Marvel deal.
He watched a completely different Sentai.
At the same time.
And said, that one.
Yeah.
But the same reason... Saban did it after Marvel passed over the idea.
Yeah, but it wasn't a result of Marvel's deal.
Fair, but yeah.
We could have gotten Sun Vulcan.
And then,
guys.
Of course, we all know that the second and third seasons of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers actually had footage created specifically for it by Toei.
Which, yeah, that was...
That like, was nice of them.
It's so weird when you... Not weird, but cool when you figure that out later, just how much they were actually trying to help each other.
Oh, God, that horrible fucking dragon shield.
Oh, yeah, the foam one.
Or the fabric one.
The actual
Japanese one is fucking badass as all hell, but that one... Oh.
Anyways, not exactly news, but that article was up recently, and I thought it was an interesting bit of trivia.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting little mix of history.
Absolutely.
All right. Moving on.
Okay,
to
I'm sorry.
Our first...
I'm actually just now picturing if Marvel did own still Power Rangers, we would have had like a Guardians of the Galaxy esque Power Rangers movie in tie in with the Avengers.
X-Men Sentai.
There you go.
We would have had a lot more Power Ranger comics, that's for sure.
The X-Men are the closest thing to a Sentai Marvel has.
Oh,
X-Men
God!
Versus Power Rangers!
some incarnations
all,
wear similar uniforms.
They're all posing together, and Wolverine's like,
fuck you guys.
What?
He's the Yellow Ranger.
No. They do the explosion, you just see Wolverine walking off camera.
On to the news.
Fuck this, I'm out of here, bub.
All right. So,
oh, yeah.
In commemoration of Ryder Chip's 15th year in the biz, they have unveiled their newest collaboration project with the Kamen Rider franchise.
They have unleashed.
Literally,
it's an album consisting of all the openings from Ichigo to Drive by Ryder Chips. All cover songs.
Oh, wait, are these...
Even Kabuto?
Yes.
Yeah, again?
And Hibiki.
Ichigo to Drive.
Including Hibiki, for which they're doing the ending Shonen
Ro. Can I just... So, they're doing the Heisei Riders again?
But yes.
Because they've already done that remix?
Yes.
No, but you don't understand. I'll get to hear Ryder Chips do a cover of Switch On.
I'm looking, I'm looking forward to the show of themes redone by Ryder Chips.
Oh, I know you are.
You know, just random thought here, but this picture, you know what it makes me want now?
All these belts
as pins, though. Because these look like pins.
Yeah, the image shown has, like, just
shots
of all the primary Ryder belts. Well, this I'm saying
yeah,
it for anyone who's listening to the audio version. we release both versions.
We do everything.
All right, so apparently the album is set for release September 9th this year for a price of 32.40 yen at retail, and you can pre-order it on Amazon.
Or you can just download it when it gets leaked later.
Lane, fuck off.
Lane, seriously, stop advocating piracy.
Ow!
Advocating piracy.
You did just advocate piracy.
You did. Not cool.
That's what everyone's
going to
do.
Moving on.
Just because it's what they're going to do doesn't mean we should.
This is something that hasn't really happened a lot, if at all, as far as I've been watching Ryder.
Yeah.
Apparently, episode 43 is airing on Tuesday.
What?
Oh.
Two episodes this week.
Does that mean we get a double episode special?
And you know how usually the episode delays are due to golf? This one's due to baseball.
Of course!
Understandable.
That actually makes more sense.
That makes way more sense than golf.
So you're saying instead of releasing this weekend, it's releasing on Tuesday.
No. Episode 42 is airing, 43 is airing on the 25th, and 44 is airing as normal the next weekend.
Let me ask you guys something.
Cool.
How did you guys, like, just through osmosis figure out how much Japan was into baseball? Because I found out through Summer Wars, actually.
Which I still haven't watched.
I found
actually.
Out because, no, that's just a thing. It's just, no, I've been well aware for a long time.
You know,
time.
I can't remember what it was that alerted me that Japan likes baseball. I know there was something that clued in my head, but I can't remember what it was.
I think it's because, for me, it was because I just saw that, like, Japan took a lot of Western influence for stuff, and then I looked up some stuff that they, like, looked up, and it just one of them was baseball, and I'm like, okay!
For me, it was the giant amount of fucking baseball related anime and manga.
That may have been a part of it.
Especially that epic baseball anime you and Kevin cream over.
You know what I think?
Freaks and Kevin, I actually don't watch.
You know what I think it may have been for me?
What?
Shuri Kenger.
Oh God.
Oh no! Another reason was the giant baseball monster from fucking Go Ranger.
Oh yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay, that's interesting.
Baseball in Japan. Do.
Yep.
Fucking huge.
Splinter's dead, USA.
No. Splinter's not dead.
Splinter's alive, yeah.
Moving on.
Yay.
To some more news about Kamen Rider Drive.
Yay.
We have confirmation of a quote-unquote new Kamen Rider.
Huge spoilers, guys.
Yeah. Well, that's a separate show because we do spoilers.
Still.
But At the end of the month, the chief of the Tokujo, Jun Honganji, will be the first of the mass-produced Kamen Rider Mox.
Yay.
Officially calling himself Kamen Rider Jun.
And because of this, he is now holds the title for oldest Kamen Rider.
Really?
Age 60.
He celebrated his 60th birthday during the filming.
Oh.
So he's the oldest Kamen Rider. So he's fuck you, Gal.
And Verde.
And Ark.
How much you want to bet he was just like, for my birthday present, can I be a rider?
You know what? I'm willing to believe that.
Yeah, sure. Why not? People love you.
No, yeah, he's already worn the belt.
And you know what? This explains probably why he's been like not in a few episodes.
Because he's off getting the belt.
Yeah.
Because
he's off getting
the
White
Ranger
powers.
He's off getting the belt, then he's off getting bitches.
Yeah.
He's off getting the White Ranger
powers.
Also,
we found that apparently that backpack on the suit is the
Blinky Gizmo.
The Blinky Gizmo.
Because apparently he can't just...
It's a full-on motorcycle helmet. Look at
yeah,
that.
No, and the front chest plate.
It's Kamen Rider Stig. It's literally Kamen Rider the Stig.
Some say that he can read a tarot spread so complex that he can predict the end of the world. And some say that he's such a tough but fair police chief that even the criminals are all right when they get fired. All we know is he's called the Stig!
That was a very good retelling, sir.
Okay.
That's right, he can fire criminals.
Anyways, I'm looking forward to this.
This looks
so
cool.
This is going to be fun.
So apparently this is going to debut in episode 44, so pretty soon.
Wow.
Woo! And you know what? There's going to be a whole lot of just characters in Drive going, "Aah!"
Yeah, absolutely. I honestly can't wait. This is going to be hilarious.
He looks so happy, too.
So...
Oh, speaking of more of the Jeef.
So there was also another news story... apparently there was some photos of the captain wearing not his normal Tokujo uniform, but a normal police uniform, which means that it's possible that at the end of Drive, the Tokujo gets dissolved.
Or they were filming a flashback.
Yeah, or it's filming flashback.
Lane.
Also that.
In the picture above, he looks like a Japanese Leahy.
Yes! Ojiwa! Likada!
He does! You all see it.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Leahy,
bring a picture of Leahy,
which I've seen one episode of ever. Really,
just
and by Leahy. The way, and by the way, when you keep saying Leahy, I keep thinking Celtic music. So fuck off. From that.
Okay.
Just
nobody else
just,
in this room.
Nope.
Just okay. Leahy son.
Just me.
Randy son.
Randy!
Julian-san.
Apparently in this same article, they've also confirmed that the filming for the next movie war begins in September.
Cool. Well, yeah, he confirmed it himself.
Moving on. So, before anyone overreacts, no, this does not actually exist.
Oh, okay.
The YouTube reviewer Keizo actually customized his Drive driver to look like the Bono driver.
And Photoshop Bono's face onto it.
No, I think he actually changed the LEDs.
No, it was a Photoshop.
Oh, no, yeah, the one with Bono's face. But he actually customized the belt so that the lights are yellow.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's well done for him, honestly. Like, he does a lot of customs, which is pretty cool. Because he has his main channel, Keizo, and then he has R Keizo, which is, like, his repair or custom.
You want to spell that name so people can find him?
Where is it? Zoom in.
I don't think
K2EIZO. Go up. It's right there.
Oh, yeah, it is there.
Yeah, so go check out his channel, because usually when like new Toku stuff comes out, he has it first and releases it first.
Hilo 2, Echo, Iota, Zebra.
Just
Octopus,
warning you now, with his videos, he usually just, he doesn't give you like a very good like look at it. He just quickly like opens it right out of the box and fiddles with it as much as he can until he thinks he's done all he can with it, and then he finishes.
That is the most backhanded. That is the most backhanded plug I've ever seen.
No, but he's still like it's interesting.
It's,
I like
it's good.
I, no,
but...
I like his style.
Okay.
Okay. Well.
So go check him out.
All right. Moving on to some Ghost-related news, ooh, we have the announced cast and performers of the series intro.
First off, we're looking at a picture of like him with his bike. His bike's cool.
It's so
like,
cool.
Now that we're looking at it in a better view, that's pretty sweet.
Is his bike supposed to be alive in the series?
It might be.
We
do you know what I would suspect it would be? The Headless Horseman's horse, probably.
Yeah.
It'd be like the ghost of the horse, the headless... Yeah. This band!
Hold on.
Holy
fuck! We'll get to them. First off, regarding the cast. So, apparently none of the announced, or the rumored actors to play Ghost were accurate.
We have
confirmation that the actor who's playing Commodore Ghost, the character name is Takeru Tenkuji, played by Shun Nishime.
And this hoodie he's wearing, I kind of want.
Looks really cool.
Look at that! That's pretty neat!
Wait, are we talking about
the guy in the metal?
Yeah, that's a hoodie!
That's a hoodie?
Yeah!
I thought it was a kimono!
It looks kind of... I think that's what it's supposed to be. It's some kind of, like, jacket.
Okay, but don't get off this picture yet. This looks like a Sentai team. Like, in their civilian form.
Well, this guy's Ghost and that guy's Spectre.
Yeah, and I can tell...
And, like, the guy on the right would be their mentor.
I think he is.
I can tell by Spectre's
actor. The guy on the left looks kind of like Philip.
I can already tell...
like Jacob from the Old Testament.
I can already tell by... Right. I can already tell by looking at Spectre's actor, he's going to be a total douche.
Oh, for sure.
He has to be.
He's Ixa.
We have a formula to maintain, Lane.
Yeah, I call it the Kaito formula.
Kaiza did it first.
True.
Shna.
Moving on to the other cast, Hikaru Osawa is playing Akari Tsukimura, who's Takeru's childhood friend, so the writer girl of the series.
Yay.
Ryosuke Yamamoto is playing Makoto Fukami, who is Kamen Rider Spectre.
Mm-hmm.
Takayuki Yanagi is playing Onari, a monk who watches over Takeru. Hayato Isomura is playing Alan, a mysterious man who collects icons.
Alan.
And Naoto Takenaka is playing Sennin, who apparently is the one who resurrects Takeru.
Cool.
And moving on to the band performing the opening song.
Wow.
The band is called Kishidan, and they are straight up an Oendan.
Oh, wow.
Also,
a multicolored Oendan.
Can we also just talk about how the fact that Ghost's actor is currently standing in the middle of that, and therefore probably sings?
Oh.
Possible. I wouldn't surprise if he was just standing there just to promote
pompadours.
Them.
Pompadours.
Yeah. Like,
I wouldn't
they
be
all have pompadours of various amazing.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were just the band and he was the one doing the singing for
it. Gentaro, eat your
no,
heart.
No! He just sings and they just stand there cheering him.
That's the opening.
Ghost! Ghost! Ghost!
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, that's info on the cast and the performers.
Neat.
Moving on
to. Oh, okay. I was about to say, but I'm like, no, he probably has an article for it.
Someone else who was announced for the cast.
Ghost Daddy!
The deceased father of the main hero, Ryu Tenkuji, played by Joe O'Hara, who some people might know as Yellow Lion from Live Men.
Ooh.
That's actually a cool helmet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, when you first saw that, I thought it was one of the Ginga Men. I'm like, wait, there wasn't a Yellow Lion? What the hell?
No, it kind of looks like a photoshopped, colored Red Wild Force helmet.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he said... Oh yeah,
well,
you said
Ginga
Man.
Like, well,
I get those two mixed up sometimes.
No, the way I always like kind of portray them as differently with Ginga Man, they always had more like plating on them, I noticed.
Anyways, that's more interesting news about the cast. Moving on to some ninja stuff. We got a high-res scan of the next mech, Gekiatsu Daio.
And apparently that goes into fucking Lion Howl.
Yeah.
Because of course.
Because why not?
Because Ultra Zord.
Yeah.
It's going to have more firepower.
I swear to God, if they find a way to stick Gekiatsu and Shurikenjin onto this mess.
Oh, yeah, there it confirms right there. It has a twist dial and it comes with missiles that you can fire.
Yeah, there's a barrel on the chest that shoots missiles.
So this is going to be like the first Megazord in a while that actually has like a shootable thing, like a gimmick.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I swear to God, looking at this image for a second, I thought it was shooting out the ninjas.
That's what we thought. No, that's what
we
thought.
We did say that. That is what it kind of looks like.
Yeah.
I'm sure in the show that's actually what's going to happen, and they're just going to
shoot. It would not surprise
they're
me.
They're going to shoot ninjas at the fucker.
You know what's
and
really
just
scary?
Gonna attack with
you know what's really scary about that? If you look at this part over here, there are missiles of each color ninja.
They are.
Oh, no. Oh, that for God's okay. sake, they're going to shoot the ninjas.
Just talk about Moikita!
Sword first!
Yeah, probably!
Just sword first.
Yeah. Just his fucking star injury.
He's just like, yeah! He's just like, he hits him and he crumples. It was my fault. I didn't relax.
No. What would be fucking awesome, and I hope Sal and Paul get what I'm going at, is just like, Star Ninja isn't a missile, he just rides the missile.
Yeah!
Waving a 10-gallon hat!
Yes!
That's going to happen!
Needs to happen! I've seen that
movie. Make it happen, boy!
I own that movie on DVD.
Like, his helmet's still on, but also waving a giant 10-gallon hat?
Yes!
You have Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Shut Up and Love the Bomb?
Yep.
Yes.
Stop worrying.
I own that on DVD, and I love it.
It was great.
It's a great movie. It's a hilarious movie. It is not only possible. It is essential.
Monsieur!
I can work!
So yeah, when Gekiyatsu Daio combines with the line How, it's called How Gekiyatsu Daio, because... And we've already talked about how terrible of a design.
Hey, actually, I don't mind.
Pink Ninja has a panda!
Yep.
That's all!
Girls like
pandas. Hey, Tokyo's Gogo is a fan panda.
Last story. We talked last week about the Gashodokoro Yoshuriken, and now we have a price and release date. For the affordable price of 2,700 yen for a December 2015 release. I actually like the design, so fuck you.
Nobody cares about the villain shuriken.
You're really helping sell this.
No, I'm trying not to fucking sell it.
Thanks, tips. Anyways, for those who are interested, that's when it's coming out.
Don't buy it.
Fuck you.
Is that all we have for news?
We had some other stories, but the news sites that they were on is not working.
Oh, okay.
So I'll hold on to those till next week.
Okay then.
Thank you for listening to Extra Cast Ranger. Please tune in to the proper episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. Thank you.
お疲れ!